second mishnah of the fifth parak, Amava Bedikas Harezim Meshubach. The Bezin that asks more questions to clarify if he's telling the truth or not, the more he asks, the better. Maisa Bodik Ben Zaki, but Ukse Te'inim. It was a Maisa of Ben Zaki that he said this person killed somebody underneath the fig tree, and he asked him what type of stems do the figs have, the thick ones, the thin ones. Uma Iperi, Uma Ben Chakiris and Bedikas. Chakiris were the ones of the time and place. If one of the witnesses say they don't know, you don't accept him, because that's an essential thing you have to have, because the Eidus has to be Eidus Shiratu Yochel Azimah. You should be able to catch him that he says he was in such and such place in such and such time, and other witnesses could say you couldn't have testified such and such because you were with us in another place at the same time. So if he says he doesn't know, then we can't accept his Eidus. But Bedikas of the other Protim, if some of the Pratim of how exactly the murder took place is not aware of, then the Eidus is still kosher. But even by the Bedikas, if he said that he killed him in such a fashion, other ones said he killed him in another fashion, since there's a contradiction between them, then the Eidus is bota. Yeah, the Gemara discusses there may be certain minor differences between the two of them that is not considered hakosha, but major differences between them in the testimony would pass all the Eidus.